Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, as you know, or if this is the first time you've listened to the wake-up call, maybe you don't know. The purpose of these wake-up calls is to truly stir you in your spirit, to make you awake to righteousness, to know what God has for you, to know what God is doing, what God wants to do through your life. And also, God speaks warning into our lives. A good parent warns a child. God says he won't do anything unless he tells first his servants, the prophets. And you know, often he speaks to people individually, and yet they don't heed it. I want to talk about warning today. Look at Exodus 9:14. Interesting here. The Lord speaking to Pharaoh says, "For at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart, and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Now, if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. As yet, you exalt yourself against my people, and that you will not let them go." Now listen to this, and he says tomorrow there's going to be a heavy hail, and he warns them that anything that's left out is going to be struck down. I want you to hear this important thing that we hear in verse 20. It says, "He who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses, but he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field." And we know that that hail came down and struck them down and killed them. See, even the enemy, so to speak, when warned, when they obey, become under the protection of God. God is not willing that any should perish. The scripture that says God is not lax concerning his promise, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to redemption. You know, it's like people that have for years have been talking about the end of the world and all was going to be over. And so then, because it's been heard for a long time, people say, "Well, we've been hearing that forever." Yes, because God is warning. He's warning through his word. He's warning through his servants, the prophets. He's warning through circumstances so that those who hear and obey might be saved, just like these servants of Pharaoh saved other servants and saved livestock. Oh, let's look at some other scriptures about warning. Let's look at Jeremiah 6:10. "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear?" And this is Jeremiah speaking. This goes back and forth between what God is saying and what Jeremiah is saying and what God is saying through Jeremiah. So I'll start over again. "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days. And their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. Because from the least of them even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely." And this is a scripture I've brought to you before. "They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." He was warning them. He was sending Jeremiah to warn them, to tell them the things that were coming upon them, but they continued to walk in their disobedience. Why? Because of their desire for things and power. Oh, we get ourselves in trouble. You say, "Well, the Lord didn't warn me." Maybe he did and you weren't listening because it didn't line up with your agenda. We tend to only want to hear those things that line up with our agenda. So that if God speaks and we think that it's going to take something away or make us do what we don't want to do, we close ourselves off. Ezekiel 3:17 says, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. Oh, how important it is that we continue to tell the truth. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we run out screaming that you're going to go to hell. We just say what God tells us to say. We speak by way of the Spirit. But if we know that disaster is coming or danger is there and we don't warn someone, then we're culpable for it. We must speak the truth. We must not equivocate. We must hold the line because it's for their good and we're not willing that they perish. Colossians 1:28 says, speaking of Jesus Christ, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So we say what God says. If it's a warning, if it's edification, we say it. In the Amplified, that reads, him we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, that we may present every person mature, full grown, fully initiated, complete and perfect in Christ the Anointed One. That's our ministry, to give the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And people say, well, then that means it's all good news. It's good news if I tell you that you're about to walk into a pit and it keeps you from falling into the pit. Now, I've just said that to you by way of the Spirit to help you understand that it's good news when you hear a word that keeps you from destruction. Yes, at the center of that is the fact that Jesus Christ came and died, gave his blood, gave his life, rose again that we might be reconciled to the Father. But now we can hear what the Spirit says. And it's also good news when you're saved from destruction. You're turned back from despair, from loss, because a warning was given. Revelation 16:15, Jesus says, take note. Now this is in the midst of the revelation concerning the end times. Jesus said, take note. I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their robes ready, so they will not need to walk naked and ashamed. He warns us that we need to be watching, because he's going to come in an hour that we don't think. And I tell you something, I want to go with him. I don't want to be here when the full judgment of God is poured out on this earth. That judgment that makes all heaven be silent for half an hour. Oh, Jesus Christ came that you do not have to be a part of that. And he put his Spirit within you to help you daily walk in a safe path. Please desire to hear warning, love correction, love discipline. It can save your life. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have given us your Spirit to guide us into all things that you have for us. And Lord, along with that, to deliver us from evil. Our own agenda many times keeps us from hearing your instruction and your warning. Let it not be so. Let us hear and see and experience truth and light, and not walk into deception where we will be destroyed. Thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word can be manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, look around you. Things are going on in the earth that tell you Jesus is coming soon. Watch and be ready. I'm praying for you.